In 2012, a teenager was shot to death by a U.S. Border Patrol agent on the Nogales border with Mexico. Prosecutors abandoned charges against the agent after they failed twice to get a conviction. And the case inspired protests. In the latest from our Untold Arizona series, KJZZ's Jorge Valencia reports on how artists have commemorated that shooting.
This story begins more than 1,000 miles south of the border in one of Mexico's most colorful cities, Oaxaca. This band playing and marching down the street is a common sight here. Dancers wear long dresses and bold pastels. The ground is clay. The hills around the city are intense green. And the artist we're looking for is around the corner.
My name is Jessica. I am from Oaxaca. I am like a street artist.
Jessica is his pseudonym. He doesn't give it his civilian name. He's got a big mustache and looks at his most recent paintings along the walls of his studio. They incorporate famous brand logos like Marlboro or Coco Chanel. He says he wants to appropriate them and give them a Mexican look.
Because, you know, the brands always, they are using your culture and they are using for make commercial things, so to sell something, you know?
Jessica has also done murals in cities around the world. A few years ago, he was invited to Arizona by a painter from Phoenix. We'll talk to her in a little bit. And when he was in Arizona is when he first heard about José Antonio Elena Rodriguez.
Yeah, José Antonio is the name of the kid.
José Antonio was a 16-year-old in Nogales, Sonora, and he was shot 10 times through the border fence by a Border Patrol agent on the Arizona side. The agent was not convicted on either second-degree murder or involuntary manslaughter before prosecutors abandoned the case. What Jessica did was that he made a mural on the wall next to where José Antonio was shot. Jessica painted a boy jumping rope, and the boy was wearing something on his chest.
But also with, like, ¿cómo se dice este? Chaleco antibalas?
With a bulletproof vest.
Yeah, yeah.
So really?
Yeah, so, yeah. This was my idea because, you know, they have to now playing with this thing just to protect it because they don't know when, like, Border Patrol wants to shoot to them, you know?
Jessica says he had one message.
You are killing kids. It's not your enemy. It's not some narco or, like, you know, it's just kids playing in front of you and you are killing them.
It just goes hand in hand with the way children are being criminalized still today.
This is Katie Beltran, also known as La Muñeca. She's the painter from Phoenix who hosted Jessica in Arizona. She says after Jessica made the mural, they met José Antonio's mother, who told them the mural looked exactly like José Antonio. It was weird because Jessica didn't know what the boy looked like.
So yeah, it did resemble him a lot. It was pretty eerie.
But Jessica and Beltran aren't the only artists who've commemorated José Antonio.
My name's Richard Montoya. I am a filmmaker and a playwright.
Montoya wrote a play about José Antonio and named it after the city where he was killed, Nogales. It ran in Arizona and California. And Montoya says that a work of art can help people remember what happened to José Antonio or any other tragic case like few other things can.
It's almost like that movie Coco, you know. It if you keep the flickering candle and the flame alive, you keep the memory of that person alive.
Jessica's mural has been painted over, and Montoya's play is no longer in theaters. But Montoya says the memory of José Antonio and other young Black and Latino males killed by law enforcement lives on. Back in Oaxaca, Jessica says he plans on making another work of art involving the border. This one across from San Diego.
Well, I want to build the wall. Part of the wall, not all the wall. I mean, maybe Trump wants to help me, I don't know.
Jessica says that even if President Donald Trump completes his project to extend the border fence, there will be more human connections across than there will ever be miles of barrier in between. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, reporting from Oaxaca, Mexico.